So how's everything going? How has the last couple of weeks been treating you after you had, you know, your little break from mini camps and all?
It's been good. Yeah, it's been good. You know, we got to go home and spend a little time with the family and just kind of relax a little bit and, you know, get ready to go.
And the last week, you finally signed your 4-year deal with the Saints. Tell me, how did it feel after spending, you know, you spend 18 years, get out of high school, go to Wisconsin, 4 solid years there, and you finally hit the point where you sign an NFL contract? How does that feel?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. You know, it's, you know, surreal, to say the least. You know, you kind of grow up, you know, there's so many young kids that have aspirations of playing at, you know, the National Football League level. And, you know, to get the opportunity to do so is you know, truly a blessing. And, you know, it was a very surreal feeling for me.
I mean, you talk about, I mean, there are obviously other players. Many guys have dreams of hitting this, but you have a different situation. Your dad, Al Toon, played 8 seasons with the Jets. What's the most valuable advice he's given you through college and now in the initial stages of your NFL career?
You know, it's you know, a lot of people ask me that question, and you know, it's actually a hard question for me to answer because you know, my dad and you know, both my dad and my mom have been you know, more life coaches for me, as opposed to, you know, giving me specific advice about football. And, you know, obviously, you know, and specifically, you know, towards my dad, you know, he, you know, the one thing he's always tried to, you know, reiterate is to just go out and have fun and, you know, just go out and play ball because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a game, and it's a game that, you know, we all love playing, and, you know, you got to have fun doing it.
Mm-hmm. What about from a specific wide receiver perspective? You guys obviously played and play the same position. Has he shared anything with you and said, hey, Nick, you know, it took me eight NFL seasons to figure this out. Make sure you do this. You make sure you do that. Has there been anything like that he shared with you?
Yeah, you know, there's been little things, you know, throughout the years. And, you know, if there's, you know, something little that he sees or, you know, whether it's little or big, you know, he'll be sure to let me know. But, you know, he's not, you know, really the type to call me up and, you know, coach me up on, you know, my game film after every game. But, you know, if he sees something that he can help me with, he definitely lets me know.
Then I want to go to the Saints here, and in particular the last month. You obviously had a solid showing at OTAs and rookie camp based on the buzz that seems to be building around there. Offensive coordinator Pete Carmichael compared you to Marcus Colston in terms of your range and your hands. When you heard that, I mean, how do you feel about that comparison at this point so early in your career?
You know, obviously, you know, Marcus is a great player. He's had a lot of success. You know, here in New Orleans and, you know, on a, you know, a more a national stage in terms of, you know, the NFL. So, you know, obviously it's an honor to be compared to him and, you know, hopefully, you know, at some point, you know, I get the opportunity to go out and perform and, you know, show the fans and, you know, the organization and, you know, the, you know, people watching it, you know, I can, you know, do some of the same things that he can do. You know, obviously no two people are the same. No two players are the same. You know, Colson and I, you know, whether we're similar or not, you know, may do some of the same things, but, you know, we're two different players. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's an honor to be compared to him and, you know, spoken in the same breath. But, you know, I like to just go out there and, you know, create you know, an identity for myself.
Right. I mean, he even had great things to say about you, Colston. Said you're picking up things quickly. You're going to be a contributor for the Saints. Very intelligent. You're smooth out on the field. I mean, people, rookies in particular, and receivers always talk about how fast the NFL game is. I mean, granted, you really have just been in shorts at this point. But, I mean, how have you found things at this point to be getting that type of praise early? I mean, what do you feel has put you to that level and separated you from some of the other rookies across the league?
Well, I think it was, a few things that, I can attribute it to. The first thing is, the way that we did things at Wisconsin. The Wisconsin program does a great job of preparing guys for the National Football League. And, it was a blessing to get the opportunity to play there. And, I definitely think that had a big effect on me and making a transition from college to NFL easier. In that same breath, my coaching staff, Coach B, Brett Bielema, my offensive coordinator during my time there, Paul Christ, who is now the head coach at Pittsburgh, and my receiver coach, Delvon Alexander, who is now the receiver coach at Arizona State, all played a big role in preparing me and molding me into the player that I am today. And, kind of just the way that we did things around there, the offense that we ran, we ran a pro-style offense. And, those are all big things that helped me transition and, I think pick up what would be my, my offense and the situation that I'm in right now a little bit quicker.
Right. And, I mean, it's interesting you say that. Many scouts prior to the draft said because of your route running and natural ball skills and the offense you came from that you're probably one of the most pro-ready receivers in the 2012 class. Do you think at this point, based on what you've been through, granted, again, you haven't put on the pads, but can you have an immediate impact this season based on the school you came from and the program you came from?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. Obviously I believe in, my ability and, my talent to go out there and, help contribute and help my team win games. And, I definitely think I can do that. That's not to say that, I'm perfect and that, I'm, I know everything or that I've learned everything that I need to do or that I need to learn in order to make that happen. But I definitely think that, what I learned during training camp and what I've learned so far in OTAs and minicamp, is a good start. And, I'm going to continue to learn. And I haven't got to play with Drew yet. I'm excited to go out there and get the opportunity to play with him. But, definitely think that, I can help my team out this season.
On the flip side of things, Wisconsin's offense, as you know, is a run-first offense. Despite that last season, you hit a little over 900 yards, 10 touchdowns. Now you're going to a pass, or let me not even go there first, but on a pass-first offense in college, your numbers obviously could have been up with the top-ranked receivers, even if we compare it to the 2012 rookie receiver class. In talking with teams, I mean, did you get any idea? Did anyone say, hey, this guy's coming from a run-first offense and that then you felt was impacting your draft stock or anything?
I think that it did. I think that, NFL teams also, realize that and take that into consideration. Obviously, I wasn't in an offense like, Justin Blackmon or Michael Floyd where, they're getting the ball thrown to them 15 or 20 times a game.
Right.
That makes a big difference, and not to discredit what they did this season, but makes it much easier to get those astronomical receiving numbers, and I think to play in the type of offense that I played in, and have some of the numbers that I have had throughout my collegiate career. Definitely was not easy to do. You're playing in an offense that runs the ball, and that's what they're known for doing, and that's what they're going to do. It's a run first team, and I knew what I was going into coming out of high school, and I knew that at the end of the day they were going to prepare me for the next level. So whether it impacted my draft stock or not, who knows? But when it all comes down to it, I know that Wisconsin did a great job of preparing me for the NFL, and it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. So obviously my goal is to have a long, successful NFL career, and going to Wisconsin and preparing for this level was the best choice for me to put myself in the best position to have success.
Right. And I mean, now you're going to really a polar opposite situation. I mean, the Saints obviously are a pass first offense. And with one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game, really. How do you envision that shaping your career at this point? Do you feel like it's going to be a difficult transition going from a run first offense to a pass first? I mean, is that going to really change your perspective and how you approach the game?
Not at all. You know, I think obviously as a receiver, you know, you want the ball thrown every down. So, you know, we obviously throw a lot down here in New Orleans, and you know, I'm excited to play in such an offense that, you know, throws the ball as much as they do. You know, I think it'll be fun. You know, there's a lot of guys that touch the ball, a lot of guys that have had a lot of success down here, and I'm excited to, you know, get the opportunity to play in an offense like this.
Yeah, I mean, you're entering a very established offense with playmakers. I mean, you got Jimmy Graham there, Darren Sproles, Colston, as we talked about. I mean, what do you think you bring to this offense that this offense hasn't had or needs?
Well, you know, I think that's hard to say. You know, I think that's, you know, my job is to go out there and, you know, practice every day. When I get an opportunity to play, go out and play. And, you know, that's for the coaches to decide. You know, obviously they saw something in me that, you know, that they thought I could come and help the organization win games. So they drafted me, and, you know, that's for the coaches to decide. You know, my job is to go out there and know my job. When a ball comes my way, catch a ball and make a play.
So is that really, I mean, obviously Robert Meacham had left the Saints in free agency, signed with the Chargers, obviously leaves somewhat of a hole in the receiving corp there. And aside from Colston, quite frankly, I mean, from my perspective, many people's perspective, there really isn't anyone who's claimed the other starting spot. And as far as talent goes, I mean, you seem to be the guy that would really rise to the top. How are you approaching your rookie year knowing that?
First and foremost, you know, there's definitely some other talented guys here. You know, Lance Moore, Devery Henderson, both great players, and, you know, the list goes on. So, you know, it's not a lack of talent, but at the same time, you know, obviously there's a spot open. It's a great opportunity, and, you know, similar to what I just said, you know, my job is to go out there, know what to do, work hard every day, and, you know, just go out there and try to make plays and help the team out in any way that I can. And, you know, the coaches will decide where things go from there.
You know, you're known to have solid short area quickness off the line of scrimmage to create, you know, separation from defensive backs. And you've done that throughout your collegiate career. The NFL is a whole different ballgame when you get into press coverage, as you know. Any concern going into your rookie year and beating the press at the NFL level?
Not at all. You know, it's, you know, obviously the talent is at a different level in the National Football League, but, you know, I have full confidence in my ability to go out there and, you know, do what it takes to get the job done.
All right. Now you're starting camp this week. What are you hoping to get out of camp and your first NFL preseason?
You know, just continue the learning process. You know, obviously everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to start and, you know, have a long, successful NFL career. That's obviously the goal at the end of the day. But, you know, my goal is just to go out and, you know, show the coaches and fans and the organization what I can do. You know, have fun, continue to learn, and, you know, just see what happens.
Sounds great. Nick, I appreciate the time. I know you're busy getting ready for camp and everything.